How does this sound? A mansion, like-minded women, a chef, training with apostolic poor, and help meet accountability. Sounds great to me. I'm excited about coming together with other women to train you on how to be submitted and strong. Go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com, for more information.
Well, it could be good afternoon because we're covering the East Coast and the West Coast today. Good evening, good afternoon. Hello, hello, hello. I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and I am so excited because today we are doing a kingdom collaboration, and I have Prophetess Meltoria Woodside with me from California. So excited. I'm so excited because this is one of the first interviews I'm doing for our podcast. And with that, we're going to be adding more talking about things that affect the submitted and strong help meet. And of course, people have been apparently silently waiting for us to do something together.
I don't know, but silently, because for a long time, everybody is like, you and Yvette, you and Yvette, you and Yvette. So I don't know, silently on my end.
Well, I'm thrilled. We're going to have a great conversation today. We expect for you all to put this on your page, let others know, tag some people. We're going to have a great conversation. So many people ask us, how? How in the world did you all do what you did? And we don't have long answers because our short answer is God. Our short answer is God. But we know people want to know more things, more information. We've got some exciting news because we'll be doing some things together more often. So we're just going to have a good time. Does that sound good?
Yes. So everybody is, oh my gosh, y'all blowing up the chat. Listen, yes. I love when people are engaging, okay? And this is supposed to engage today, y'all. This is the icebreaker. And so let us know that you are excited for us to be on. So listen, y'all engage. Okay, so we talk. This is what I say on my Let's Talk show, okay?
Yes.
Talk. Y'all ask questions, we give answers. We ask questions, y'all give answers too, okay?
Exactly. So you all put this on several pages, put this in groups. This is so exciting. I see a lot of fire emojis. I see a lot of people saying they're excited. So that makes me excited about it as well. I'm so thrilled and I'm honored. Honestly, we have known of each other forever. I think 5 or 6 years at this point, and never have actually had a chance to come together or do anything. But In the next month, I think we're doing this. And then it sounds like we'll even be in the same spot, you know, maybe next month when we get to California. So this is going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Yeah. So let's just jump in and get started.
All right. So first of all, I know we have Empowering Wives on here. You guys, I'm streaming on YouTube and my Facebook. And for those of you who don't know Yvette, okay, Yvette is like my spiritual sister. and I say that because, you know, for a long time, and I've known about Yvette, I think about 2018. And let me tell you something. At that time, I was already in the space of sharing my story of, you know, how the Lord restored my marriage. And Yvette was the only person at that time who really was speaking my language. You know, a lot of people talk about marriage restoration, but there are still, I think a couple of people still leave a little bit of gray areas. Like there are some marriages that can be restored. And
Right.
I'm not of that belief. I believe that the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe.
There you
right?
go. There
And
you
so
go.
when I heard Yvette talking, you know, online, I was like, oh, I like her.
Yes.
Until I was about to disappear for a minute because my father had died and I couldn't do ministry at that time. So I was like sharing her stuff. And some of you might remember because you guys are following me and I will share her stuff. And you're like, oh, Latoria, that person you shared, I like her. And so, yeah, that's kind of like where we met but didn't meet.
Exactly. Don't you love social media? It allowed us to see and hear one another. And it's the same for me. A lot of people that were listening to my story, they're like, your story is similar to Meltoria's story. And then we were going, that was when we, you know, we're going to date ourselves. Most of it started on Periscope.
The days of the dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Yes,
and then we started learning more about Facebook and now YouTube. So this is progress.
Yes.
We're still, you know what's beautiful? We're still telling our story.
The same story.
Same story.
Okay, so that means no wavering. Okay,
exactly.
We still believe.
Okay? Exactly.
We still believe. I tell people, I don't know about you, Yvette, but I tell people right up front, if you're not looking in the direction of restoration, I might not be your girl.
Come on. If you try to tell me your story and look for me to weep and cry and say, oh, that's the one thing God can't do, you got the wrong person. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to give you the freedom to do whatever it is you decide between you and God, but you won't pull me into saying what God can't do.
That's right. That's right. But you know, Yvette, tell me, because, you know, like for my audience, if you could give us like a brief, you know, how you got here. I mean, we know we talk about restoration, but give us kind of like your story.
Yeah. So with us, my husband and I were together. We thought we were, you know, the cute couple until it just literally all fell apart. We battled with lust and perversion, battled drugs and alcohol. My husband had a diagnosis of depression and was very suicidal. And so with all of those things going on, we ended up separated multiple times. And in that, the second separation, God did a work on me. I mean, he just gave me some revelation, because every time I was going to God about my husband, God was coming to me about me.
Right.
And I had to make a really big shift at that time and realize I needed to become a helpmeet. And God's statement to me was, you're a good wife. Because I kept saying, I'm a good wife, I'm a good person, why is this happening, doing all this whining. And Holy Spirit said, you're a good wife, but you're not a helpmeet.
Right.
And I really, at that time, really thought they were, you know, terms that you use synonymous, and they kind of go together. If you're a wife, you're a helpmeet. And I didn't know much about it. So God asked me to study. Really. And that's really the concept of today, utilizing wisdom. I had to really study, and I found out that a good helper does what's necessary to help. And at that time, what help looked like for my husband was me really learning who he is in the spirit and learning spiritual warfare and fighting the demons, the generational curses, the demonic assignments, the territorial demons that were literally not just coming after him, right? Because for me, I had to realize every demon and demonic assignment that was coming after him, because God saw us as one. They were coming after me. They were coming after our legacy. They were hindering my destiny and my purpose as well. And when I realized that, and I was able to separate the man from the demon, was able to separate the man from the actions,
right,
I started fighting the enemy and really started learning how to be suitable and adaptable and complementary,
right,
as it says in Genesis 2 and 18. And so because of that, he started seeing a change in me and realizing, if she changed that much, because it was terrible, right? If we hated each other, some people think in my journey, I was always wanting him back. I wasn't. I put him out. I didn't want him back. He could have, at some point in my journey, if I never saw him again, I was like, fine with me, except I had kids, you know? So I knew that wasn't possible. But honestly, I started studying and I realized I wasn't pleasing God. I wasn't standing in righteousness, and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And so I kept saying, I'm praying for him. And one day God said, I didn't hear it. And I'm like, all this I'm doing, it's, I didn't hear it. And I realized, because I was unforgiving, because I wasn't righteous, because I just put put some stipulations. Like, I knew I shouldn't be unforgiving, but I felt like because he hurt me so much that I was going to be unforgiving. And because I put those stipulations in, God didn't hear me. And I had to shift some things. And so I decided to study. I decided to fight for my marriage. But honestly, I was fighting for kingdom.
Right.
I was wanting to obey, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I probably... would not have, I didn't know how long it was going to take. I'm very, very transparent. I didn't know how long I was going to have to fight. I didn't know how long the journey was going to be. But I will say, even after the fact, I'd do it all over again, because seeing him delivered, once he came back the third time, it was hard because he wasn't repentive. He hadn't even decided if he wanted the marriage yet. But God just gave me a love for him, a compassion for what he was dealing with. And we did work together. At one point, he decided, okay, I want to fight for my life, for his own life, not our marriage. He really right. was fighting for his life. And with that, you know, he started working on his deliverance, and then eventually just really started operating his deliverance. And then God said, move away. We shut down everything, pretty much lost everything, because it was a lot of work in our restoration, lost everything and started all over. God asked me to give up my career. Mm-hmm. I had been working 26 years, a school administrator. My career was on the upward swing, and I know God's voice. And he said, you know, my desire is that you let it go. He never makes us do anything, but that was his desire for his perfect will. And we moved and started telling our story. God gave us beauty for ashes, because he's literally allowed us for 7 years to tell our story, to share with other people, to fight with other, fight for their families with other people, teach and train. And now, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we've been working with leaders in the church, leaders in the body of Christ, helping people start businesses, ministries, restore marriages, all those good things that we're called to do. So I'm excited about what God can do in every restored marriage and every destiny that we see. Every legacy, the children are now part of the ministry. Anytime we get to see that, it fuels me even more to keep going.
Right.
To really keep going. So for my viewers that are on my YouTube channel and my Facebook page, tell them a little bit about your story.
Woo! You are ready to laugh my story, because our stories have so much parallels. I was telling my husband, I was watching the broadcast you guys were on the other day, and I was shocked at so much parallels. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me take you all back to when the Lord told me it's time to tell my story. Okay. Let me start there. Because before that, I didn't know nothing. Okay. So I remember the end of 2015, 2016, the Lord told me it's time to tell your story. And I try to figure out what story, okay? What story? And when I said that, it was like, I began to have flashback on the past couple years of my life. And I was like, oh, that story. So what happened was in 2026, 2027, I found out that my husband was unfaithful. And just like you guys, listen, I thought that I was the luckiest woman on the earth, okay? Because I had the perfect husband who just adored me, okay? Never thought I could do no wrong. He wouldn't even allow anyone to put me in a scenario with, what if Meltoria do this? He wouldn't even entertain that, okay? So I was in this position where I think I was on a pedestal, right? Mm-hmm. I think I was on a pedestal where, you know, my marriage was perfect. But that came crashing down. That came at some point, that came crashing down because I found out that my husband was unfaithful. And come to find that he was unfaithful for a couple of years, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was devastated. My God, I was so devastated. I remember calling my leader and telling him, you know, my husband's unfaithful. And he asked me, well, what are you going to do? and that's something that I ask everybody. What do you want to do? Are you going to fight or are you going to walk away? And so I said that I was going to fight for my marriage, but I did not know what fighting looked like. I had absolutely no idea. You know, at the time, I didn't have any examples on anybody who fought for their marriage. You know, I'm from the small community of the Bahamas, so everybody knows everybody's business. And as far as we can see, we just have a bunch of fools sticking with husbands that are, you know, useless, right? But so I didn't have an example on what that looked like. But here is the thing, you guys. I remember asking the Lord, I said, Lord, help me.
Come on.
Right? You remember Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you do not know.
Come on.
And so now here is a journey of me crying, praying, you know, speaking highly of my husband in the midst of what we were going through. I was calling my husband a man of God, priest of my home. You know, the head and not the tail. And listen, he was nowhere near that. Okay? I remember a particular time, you know, because we back then they had this called high five. Anybody y'all know high five? Y'all know high five. That's an old social media platform.
Oh, wow.
I posted that my husband is saved on there, right? And he had friends congratulating him. You know, that's a great move. And he didn't know what they was talking about. But this was me proactively prophesying.
Come on.
Right? Now, I didn't know what I was doing, y'all. I didn't know what I was doing, okay? So let me make that clear. Let me make this statement because a lot of people look at the sum, right? The end result. I'm thinking, oh, I can't measure up to that because you're so strong. You saw this and you saw that. Listen, what I went through made me strong. Okay.
Yes.
So if y'all out there, you figure like I like you, you gotta think about I was more like you mm-hmm. when I was going through. So, you know, I was speaking and declaring the word over my husband's life. He is the head and not the tail. He is above and not beneath. He is a lender, not the borrower, right? My husband loved me like Christ loved the church.
Come on.
So I was just, and mind you, I was crying in pain. Yes. But one thing I didn't do is speak down about my husband. I didn't speak down on my husband. I didn't, you know, I tell people the enemy serves as a blank check. Cool. And the minute we collaborate or we come into agreement with what is said, you know, calling your husband a cheater. A lot of people like call a husband, what do they like call their husbands? Prodigals, right?
Yeah.
It's a blank check. And when you partner with that blank check, you're signing the signature. So now the check has value because you said it. So I would always just speak all of these positive affirmations over my husband, just believing that yes. or remembering the man that I married, you guys, right? And so here I am now going through this. My husband, as a result of his infidelity at the time when I was fighting for my marriage, found out that he had one child on the way. So that was painful in itself, right?
Right.
And, you know, just believing, just having a picture of what I wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily know that I was going to see it,
Jesus.
But just believing that is there. You know, we don't understand the power of our imagination. And I didn't understand it back then because y'all, I don't know about the vet, but I get more sense now.
Much. Oh my goodness.
Right? But I would have this picture would be my go-to, you know, picture in my mind to get away from what I was experiencing and what I was seeing. You know, it was my comfort zone. And so now here it is now, fast forward, right? Fast forward, you guys. 9 years after the fact.
Wow.
And I find out my husband have another child, right? Oh, so I was in ministry 2016, right? I'm here being obedient to the Father. I thought that telling my story is going to be a one-time deal.
Me like, too.
Come on, talk and testify. But then the Lord asked me to write a book. Right? When Wives Fight Families Win, the trial, the travail, and the triumph. So I wrote a book. Right. And I was like, okay, that's the end of it. And then I started what back then was called the Real Marriage Ministry. Right. Mm-hmm. And the Real Marriage Ministry was birthed because, you know, in the wake of the Lord telling me to tell my story, there weren't a lot of people talking about marriage restoration. Mm-hmm. And people who were talking about marriage restoration, I think that there was still a foot in the water, you know.
Yeah,
you could, your marriage could be restored, but your husband has to be in agreement, right?
But, yes.
Let me tell y'all something. When I was going through, my husband wasn't in agreement at all, okay?
Mine either.
This whole believing, he was in on that run, okay? But here came a time, y'all, I said, and this would have been after probably about 4 or 5 years. So for those of you who feel as if, oh, it's been a long time, you got to learn how to tarry.
That's it right there.
You got to learn how to tarry because the Lord makes all things beautiful in His time.
His time. Okay? My God, His time.
So I was like 4 or 5 years in and I said, Lord, if you can't fix this, this cannot be fixed and I would be okay with it. I said, but God, I will serve you. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. And whatever you want me to do, I will do. I didn't know that meant, you know, coach, counsel, teach. I didn't know that meant that.
Right.
But I surrendered to God. And let me tell you all something. When I had this ultimate pouring out my heart, guess what the Holy Spirit did? He sent me a book.
Jesus.
He sent me a book. And that book was the beginning of a journey of learning. Okay. Now I know y'all want to learn. Y'all just get me out of this pit. Okay.
My God.
I don't learn nothing. But the reason why we were in the position that we were in is because of the lack of knowledge.
No doubt.
Right? The Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And in order for us to get out of that darkness, because darkness is a lack of knowledge, it's a lack of information.
Absolutely.
And so in order to get out of that, I had to be now informed.
Jesus.
So I had to go on a journey of learning. Okay? And that journey of learning put me in the position that I'm here now, you know,
right.
Coach, teacher, author.
Come on.
Right? A successful wife. And I call myself a successful wife because if you could go through what we've been through and survive, that's successful.
What? Oh my goodness.
And so in the wake of that, y'all, I want to tell y'all now, for those of you who follow me and were a part of Empowering Wives Academy, if y'all get an email from Help Meet You, know that y'all in good hands, okay?
Come on.
Because I've turned over Empowering Wives Academy to Apostle Yvette because I believe now that she would be the one to take you guys to the next level, okay? Now, like I say, many of y'all ain't want to learn nothing, but that is the key to your success.
It is. It really is. I love that you're sharing that. So Empowering Wives Academy is now going to get information from Help Meet You. And like our testimonies are similar, God uses us similarly as well. When you said author and coach and teacher, mentor, we're both doing a lot of the same things. And about a year and a half ago, God asked me to do an online program to teach the Help Meet concept, mm-hmm. because I had already been doing mentoring with the Help Meet Army, which teaches spiritual warfare, mentoring, and you shared, people don't want to learn. They struggle. Let's just say, I'll say it that way. People struggle with something that's going to take some time.
Right.
It was giving God some time to move. I say all the time, these generational curses were in the family before you were in your family. So they've been deep rooted, and it takes time to uproot roots of perversion, roots of addiction. You know, those types of roots are considered strongholds.
Yes.
And we can overcome strongholds, but we have to become strong in order to do it.
Exactly.
And our goal really was to teach and train, because people kept asking me, what did you do? And I was trying to do it individually, just teach people individually, but it became so much that I started the Help Me Army as God asked me to. And I knew nothing about the military, but it was what God showed me. And it's just like God to take you completely out of your comfort zone. I was a school administrator. I wasn't in the military, but he actually showed me a high heel camo shoe.
Right.
And he said, teach them how to basically stump the devil. Teach them what I taught you. And that would include studying and tarrying and praying and really going toe-to-toe with the enemy and basically saying, it stops here. I'm not going to allow you to just take him or take my destiny or take my children's father or take God's son, whatever God was asking of me. And then after having the Help Meet Army, God said some people may not be able to do the army because we meet quite a bit, but he said some people may want the classes online.
Mm-hmm.
So I started putting previously taught webinars online, and now they have curriculum guides and they come with a coaching session, so we can make sure you're not just listening to something, but you're learning something.
Right. It's so profound that you said that, Yvette, because when the Lord began to show me my look back, right, and to see the things that I did, right, in order for us to be able to duplicate stuff, we have to have wisdom on how it was done the first time.
Right,
a lot of times the reason why we don't win battles, because we've been in battles since we've been alive,
yes,
the reason why we don't know how to win battles, because we don't know how we have won the battle, right? Some of y'all won battles when you guys were children, right, when you were struggling with something and you overcame, right, but because of the lack of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you can't bring that same knowledge in the fight for your marriage, because you don't know what you did in order to get the results that you got. So I believe this is necessary for, you know, for teachers like us, and for us to be able to duplicate ourselves and teach people. Now, when I did Empowering Wives Academy, I really didn't understand why I was doing this. I was just being obedient to the Lord.
Right.
And I was teaching like courses, like Lord, what should I do? And I was teaching courses on like the battlefield, how to fight for, how to fight a battle. And I'm like, but let me tell you all this story, right? I had this student in my academy, right? We did the boot camp. Fight to Win boot camp. And I was teaching about authority and how us believers, listen here, whether y'all believe it or not, receive it or not, you got authority because you are human. And in Genesis 1:26, the Lord said, let us give man dominion on the earth. So whether you believe it or not,
you
got it, right? And here is what happened. So I teached her through the boot camp, through the course, through the academy. And then she had this incident. This incident was where, and these were much mature, in her words, they were more matured Christians. one of them sat on the side of her because they were on a walk, sat on the side of her and died.
Oh my Lord.
And she said, because of this particular woman, she's a law enforcer, so she checked her pulse, and she was like, this woman is dead. Oh no. But she said in that moment,
come on,
she remembered what I told her. She mm-hmm. said she could have heard me speaking to her, and she said, it is not your time to die. In the name of Jesus, I command you to live. And she said, when she said that, the woman took a breath.
Ooh.
Now, these were matured, you know, but she said they were matured believers. One had died. She remembered what she learned in the academy.
Yes.
And she executed, in the name of Jesus, I command you to live. She said, the woman said, if you were not there, I would have died.
Would have died.
What everybody was doing is shouting and screaming.
Panic.
Right? And yes. This is why the help me you is going to be so important right now. Some of y'all want to know, like, Maltaria, why you ain't doing the Empowerwise Academy no more? Because, you know, some things come to an end. Right. Mm-hmm. And my season of course creation has come to an end. And I believe now to turn it over, because Yvette has been doing this for a while. Let me tell y'all something. No better person. Okay. Because I ain't got to worry about her telling people anything contrary to what I have taught. Okay.
Amen.
But here's why Help Meet You is going to be so important. Because if you don't know, then you don't know. And you don't know what you don't know.
Jesus.
But when you know.
Well, when you know.
But when you know, you are at an advantage.
Yes, Lord.
And I know that, you know, some people are like in a crisis right now. 911, God, I need you to come through right now. But no matter how much you cry, no matter how much you get frustrated, there is a process.
No doubt.
I go into the process. An event going to the process, and I believe you're going to the process too.
There it is. Because there's so much to learn. I really thought, and the sad thing is, I really thought I knew until things just completely fell apart and I started learning and I realized I knew almost nothing. I didn't know about my authority. I didn't know about commanding the enemy to flee. I really did not know how to love unconditionally. I could say the scripture. I could be in church. These scriptures weren't new to me in terms of the words.
Right.
But the power and the expectation behind them, it was very new. And both of us have put our experiences into coursework so people literally could follow through. But let's just be real. You and I didn't have that. Some work.
You know what I tell people, Yvette? Because I didn't have these resources, I am committed to creating the resources that I need. This is why I have the books that I have. I have about, 5 or 6 books. When Wives Fight Families, When the Trial, the Travail, the Triumph. I have Healing and Deliverance for the Broken Wife. Mm-hmm. I have 101 Declarations Over Your Marriage and Family. I have The Power of the Praying Wife, An Introduction to Effective Prayer, and couple journals. But just like you said, I heard you said this the other day, you were a pastor. Ooh. I was a youth pastor, okay, and a dance minister. And I realized how lukewarm I was.
My God.
When I was faced with the enemy. And I realized, guess what? I had to go on a journey of learning.
Yes, because Lord.
I thought I knew how to pray. But whatever what I was praying wasn't it. So I was at a point where I said, Lord, teach me how to pray.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was shocked at what God really wanted from me. He mm-hmm. wanted me to command and use my authority. He wanted me to decree and declare. Just like you shared, a lot of what I had to do is shift my mindset and speak life into my husband. But I did not know how to speak life. I spoke we said some things during prayer this morning. I spoke facts, but I didn't speak the truth. because the truth makes one free. The truth is about God's word, and I was speaking what I saw.
Right.
But God wants us to understand, you know what? I don't expect you to live based on what you see. I expect you to live based on my word. So I had to study to show myself approved. There was not an approval until I studied. And when people, when they get into the Help Me Army or start working, the biggest divider of those who start in the Help Me Army and some that leave before their time is the expectation that they have to memorize and speak scripture. They have to know those scriptures. And when people find out there's an expectation that you learn these scriptures, speak the scriptures, decree, use your mouth to give the scriptures life.
Life.
People start, oh, that's too much. You're expecting too much. No. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. If you want to speak life, you've got to open your mouth and decree and declare scripture, because that's how authority is exercised. That's how authority, and that's what the devil backs up. That's when the enemy flees, when you speak word.
Apostle Yvette, you know, one thing that I had to learn through the journey is that we have grown to cry out to God, God, come do this. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. And then when God don't move, we want to know, why God didn't move? God has not moved because he has already done what he needed to do.
Come on.
Right? So now it is up to us. We have our part.
Yes.
And so now this isn't a take away from God Almighty and who he is. Now let's not get confused, right?
Right.
The Bible says the highest of heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man.
Yes, he has.
And so if anything going to get done on the earth, it has to be executed through man. And so if you want your marriage restored, you gotta be a vessel that God can move through.
Work through. That's right.
And what let me go on a journey of learning. He is preparing us so that he can use us.
That's it. That's it. And understanding, what war am I in? What circumstance am I in? Don't compare yours with other people. My husband was dealing with certain things. Your husband was dealing with certain things. And what I also realized when I could calm myself down and get my emotions under subjection, God said the reason there's such a battle is because of the call on his life. Because of the call on his life, who he is and what I've called for him to do, the enemy has been coming after him, coming after his bloodline for generations. So you have to understand the son I created you for has a mighty call. Therefore, the enemy is trying to cause division and he's trying to cause this separation. And either you let him or you use the weapons I've provided in my word.
Yes, yes. And I think that many women, we have to understand the vital role that we play, right?
Come on.
And, you know, I always tell people, I said, let me tell you something. When God created man and he saw that man was good, he still saw it was a problem.
A problem.
It was still a problem. And the answer to that problem was a wife, not even a woman, because we ain't talking girlfriend here, okay? He gave him a wife, right? Because now the man already had a mandate.
Yes.
But woman was needed to help birth that and push that forward. So many of you may not even understand the vital importance that you play in your husband's life to pull out of him what God has placed on the inside of him. You know what I'm saying? And so this is why, you know, he created a help meet.
Yes, he did.
Okay? So, and I know some of y'all might be dealing with infidelity and you feel, oh, you know, he loved her. He said he loved her. So
come on.
That means absolutely nothing, because when you speak, right? When you speak, because the Bible say, and the two shall become one flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here, there's a positive and a negative part of this, because whatever your husband is doing is affecting you. But here is the awesome thing about it. Whatever you're doing is going to affect your husband.
My Lord.
And so this is why you got to be the best version of yourself. You got to heal. You got to get delivered. You got to get empowered. You got to rise.
Absolutely. And don't lie down and let the enemy just literally walk over you, walk over your family, walk over your destiny. It doesn't feel good, but eventually, I mean, really, God started changing and I started changing and I could pull off, like, literally the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, literally would release this pain. And what do we think he means by peace that surpasses understanding? There wasn't any explanation as to how I was still standing. There wasn't any true natural explanation as to how I was still going, but I was still going. And before I saw any change in my husband, I saw such a great change in myself. And that's what we're putting into Help Meet You. And that's what we're putting into our broadcast and the books we've written. I wrote my first book, Help for the Help Meet, because I just said to God, I don't know what it is you want me to write. And he just said, write exactly what you did. Write exactly the scriptures you stood on, literally. And recently he had me revise it and expand it because I'm still learning. Because I learned that becoming a helpmeet is not a reconciliation tool, because so many people that were in a state of needing reconciliation were seeking me out. But then I asked God to send me individuals who weren't married, because I wanted to be able to pour into women before they got married. Because if someone had poured that into me, I truly believe most of what happened would have never happened had I had the equipment, the resources, if I used my authority earlier, most of what we went through, we wouldn't have gone through. So we have women that aren't married. We've had individuals remarry, and I'm so thankful for that. We've just had so many individuals reconcile, and then we've had helpmeets prepare and then get married. Get married with weapons, get married with information, get married with revelation. Yes. So they walk into their marriage prepared. What else do we do for a lifetime? Nothing else we do that is this important, we do it without any training. We've got to realize where we're coming from and what we do or don't know.
You guys just said so much powerful things. Come on, broadcast over. because here's the thing, right? I revised my book. I started it. I've been Wise Five Families Win. And then a couple of years later, it was when Wise Five Families Win, the trial, the travail, and the triumph, right?
There you
go. So kind of like divided into three parts. Mm-hmm. But here is the thing. I look at so many things. And mind you, this ain't even no PhD level stuff. That's why the Bible says, may people perish with a lack of knowledge. Where we are today, you know, my family, is words that I have spoken, right? I decreed and I declared. Mm-hmm. We find ourselves reactive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then when things ain't happening fast enough, we're getting tired, worried. Because why? Like you said earlier, the devil been, you just reaping the bet. The devil been so years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your husband, probably for some of you, y'all wasn't even married and the enemy was already sowing seeds inside your husband. You just reaping the harvest of those seeds. But because we were not, because we are reactive,
right
now, it's like we're trying to clean up mess and catch up and get ahead of this situation.
Right.
Because during the time that I was fighting for my marriage, there are so much things that I spoke over my husband that manifest, every single thing I spoke manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Even to my husband's hands are anointed to create wealth. I decree and I declare that everything that he touched shall prosper.
So
that's entrepreneurship that I was speaking on my husband. So many of you may find yourself where you are, you know, first of all, I ain't gonna talk about your feeling, because we can't go with your feeling, okay? We gotta move by faith. And having people to guide you and direct you, especially those that have walked the journey that you are trying to get to the destination, can say, okay, I trust, right? Because it has to be a level of trust, right? Yeah. We have to have a level of trust, you know, with the people that we work with, because you don't know. And so your emotions will have you going in one direction that you probably should not go in, because you probably feel like this and so, and you probably feel like it's like that. And if I had gone through my emotions and didn't go how I feel, because let me tell you something, like Yvette say, I wasn't in love with my husband anymore. Mm-mm. I had to pray and I asked the Lord, Lord, please help me to love this man again.
Please.
Please.
Please, Lord.
Lord, help me. So just in case you all might feel as if that we were just lovey-dovey the whole time. No. Feeling, you know, that feeling that we know, I feel nothing, that disappear. But I just had to know.
Right.
This is what God wanted me to do, right? And I know some of you are out there because, you know, through dealing with people over the years, we know some people the Lord spoke to about standing for their marriage. And then, you know, there's people that the Lord didn't speak to. And you might feel like, oh, but the Lord didn't speak to me. But the Lord didn't speak to me, you know. The Lord did not speak to me. The Lord didn't say, stand for your marriage. I just knew that I didn't want my young kids to call another man father.
Wow.
And I didn't want to be 20 something years young and divorce. Okay. So just in case y'all, for those of you who want something deep.
I love it.
Sorry, I got it for you, right? It was just me knowing that this was the decision that I made. So even some of you may be out here, y'all may be in the valley of decision. What should I do? I'm waiting on the Lord to speak to me. The Lord did not create marriage for divorce, right? Exactly. He designed marriage as the format for the family, right?
Uh-oh. My goodness. We'll make sure we get her back on. The devil is mad. The devil is frustrated. That's the kind of stuff that makes me laugh. You all start praying. We're going to get her back. There she is. No way. We going to allow the enemy to win. My God.
I know what happened.
We know we frustrated the enemy.
I know what happened. But I'm going to get too much in this because this could be a whole different broadcast. Divorce was not created by God. I don't care what nobody say. Okay. just creating resources that is necessary.
Yep.
I believe that the material that you created, I believe that the material that I created was a blueprint. And the kingdom operates a little bit different from the world. You know, the world is, you go to school, you get the information, and then you learn and you go out and execute. Many of you are in school right now.
Come on.
Your experiences, what you're going through, you're in training.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Very.
Because the devil is mad. Listen.
Yeah. Try to cut it off. But it's so true, because the things that we're dealing with, we have to know what resources are available to match what we're dealing with.
Yes.
And so many will come in and they'll think, okay, I want your results, but I don't want to do what you've done. Well, I don't know what more to do but to assist you to kind of lead you to the word. I don't know what to tell you. There's just some things that take some work. But we've actually done a lot of the work for people by putting it in a way where they can get it online, they can be in their home, they can get they don't have to look up the scriptures like we looked up the scriptures, we're providing it. They don't have to dig. I had concordances out, I had different Bibles and big gigantic books open up, because for me, my fight was well before the phones were able to do what the phones are able to do. We couldn't get online and do all this. I mean, I was looking up Greek and Hebrew and going to conferences and sowing seed and just trusting and believing what God said. People ask me all the time, did God promise me my marriage would be restored? And that's not my story. He just showed me, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. But he never promised me anything. I'm thankful at what my husband has done. Right. I'm thankful for what he pushed his way through. But God never told me that our marriage was going to be restored. But he did tell me that what he was asking me to do was his perfect will. We have to push that.
Okay, so you know, everybody always wants something deep. Everybody always wants something deep. The Lord spoke to me and said he's going to restore my marriage. Let me tell you something. The scripture already said, do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
If you faint not.
And that applies to where you apply it.
My Lord.
That could be marriage restoration. That could be in business.
That's right. That could be ministry.
Wherever you apply it. So see, what we got to do is, because, you know, and this is why studying the word is so important. Study to show thyself approved unto God. This is why this is important.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we go to God with our emotions.
Right. The way we feel.
Well, I feel this way. We got to go to God to his word. Lord, you say in your word, if I don't give up, I will reap. Okay.
Yes.
What you say in your word, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
You said it, Lord.
You're always looking for something deep. And then when you're finding, you can say, oh, God, he wanted it. He ain't God. You know what Jesus taught? Jesus taught in simplicity of words.
Yes, he did.
It was simple. We trying to make things deep. It ain't deep.
Yeah, when we're having enough trouble dealing with things that aren't deep. So let's just concentrate there. And let's just concentrate there. So we have to put some work in. We're encouraging people in terms of reading and studying. And then coaching, counseling, whatever it is you have to do to process your emotions so that your emotions don't lead you. And we can't keep thinking that we may not have to deal with, because many of us came into things in our marriage with emotions that weren't dealt with anyway, with trauma and rejection and all kinds of things that we hadn't learned how to deal with. And marriage just exposes that. But that's for a whole nother broadcast.
Bring it to light.
It definitely brings it to light. And if we don't realize, okay, I need to get some counseling. I need to get some coaching. I need a mentor. We learn and look up all kinds of things. And if you don't know how to fix a car, you get someone to fix your car. If you don't know how to put something together, you hire someone to put it together. You go to someone who knows how to assist you. And sometimes that requires payment. Sometimes that requires time, whatever is necessary. So I encourage people all the time, know what you are in need of, and then trust God for the finances. Right. Trust God. I had to go to different states to conferences and ways to understand demonology and pulling down strongholds and standing firm with my authority. Someone had to teach me.
I had to seek it out.
Someone had to teach me. I had to seek so I could find.
Right.
It's not always going to knock on your door and just kind of roll out and think no big deal. But you and I can attest to what we've seen in our children, what we've seen in our husbands, that it's worth the work.
You know what Apostle Yvette, first of all, David say, I would give God nothing. I don't want to give God anything that costs me nothing.
Whoo.
Right? Because that puts a value on it. How valuable is your marriage?
Jesus.
Now, some of you have been following me, you know, since back in the Stone Age, right? I used to actually do coaching for free, right?
My Lord.
I was all excited anyhow. I used to actually do coaching for free. And then the Lord told me I had to charge. And I was battling with that. Yep. And you know what? The Lord gave me a figure. And then someone who was receiving free coaching from me, she said the Lord told her that she had to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to pay me the same amount that the Lord had told me. I didn't reveal it to anyone because I was already struggling. Like, you know, how I pay, you know, charge for this. But here is the thing. This is paying for coaching is more for you than for us.
It really is. You got to put value on something. You got to put something in. Absolutely.
Let me tell y'all this joke, right? I was, you know, because, you know, like I went on this journey now learning because I needed to occupy my mind. I was going through so much. So I started a course, right? It was this university and it was free. Okay. Mm. And this was back in 2013. I still doing that. But the Lord spoke to me and he told me Dr. Meldori. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I didn't even get an associate's degree yet. Like, how are you a Jesus doctor? But I enrolled in a university and I had to pay for that.
That's right.
And I finished that thing within that year, 18 months, because it was self-paced, but I was paying.
Right.
And let me tell you something. I finished that, graduated, and re-enroll again. Pay for it again, and almost finish again. And that free one that I get, I still is go back and forth to that every now and again when I ain't nothing to do.
But because it doesn't have value.
I just tell y'all the truth. Mm-hmm. Some, if y'all listen here, if y'all don't, I can tell y'all right now, don't go leave Yvette and come to me thinking you ain't get truth. I tell you the hard truth.
Both of us are gonna tell you the truth.
Okay, so listen here, y'all. I know we get a lot of ladies on here now. Let me tell y'all, right? If you get lipstick on your lips, pay attention to this. Go check out classycolors.com.
Come
that's
on,
classycolors.com. That's my cosmetic brand, you guys. The Lord has empowered me to start a cosmetic brand. See, y'all coach got hers. So make sure y'all go to classycolors.com and support the thing, okay? Let me tell y'all something. I think it's about time.
That's
because
right.
Because from Periscope time, you know what always puzzled me? The people who were talking nonsense had all these followers.
My
and all
Lord.
These support and being successful with stuff. I'm like, how? Foolishness. With straight foolishness, okay? And then we out here, we got the, y'all know the fruit of our labors, because many of you, you know, y'all know each other, and y'all know I've been dealing with it, and I've been working Meltoria, and I see the difference, and we got to be out here struggling for support.
Let me tell you
something. Go to classycolors.com and pick y'all up something for the lips, okay?
And yeah, that's my go.
And also, listen here, for those of you who follow me but don't follow Yvette, y'all go to her Yvette and Gerald YouTube and follow. Now, even though both of us, for the most part, we came on here about marriage restoration, let me tell y'all something. This may be the starting point, but it's not the end.
Okay,
because even in, you know, I started off about, you know, marriage restoration, but the Lord has evolved me, you know, into so much different things, right?
No
the
doubt.
Reason why the enemy is attacking you is it may not have anything to do with marriage. It may have to do with something else that the Lord needs you to do. Okay.
That's right.
But this was just a way that he could attack you. Sometimes the enemy going to attack close to you to think he can shut you down.
There you go.
I want to appeal to many of you to get connected. Coaching, courses, training, whatever it is, get connected. Now, you all might think, oh, I don't need it. Well, listen here. I can tell you one thing. If the resources were available that I have today, I wouldn't have been fighting for my marriage 5 years.
My Lord. Please say that.
I don't know how long you were in your journey, Apostle, but
my God,
five years may have been
almost 10 years. It was almost 10 years.
Oh my goodness.
Battling back and forth. And I tell people all the time, if I had had this book, if I'd had this mentor, if I'd had these courses, it definitely would not have been that long. So with that, I want our producer to put up a promo of the information, and then we'll come back and keep having this great conversation.
Hello, Help Meets. I'm Yvette Benson, Chancellor of Help Meet You, the online computer program that allows us to learn our Help Meet role. If you're anything like me, oh my goodness, when I first got married, I thought I knew what I needed to be a kingdom wife. But I soon found out through destruction of my marriage, unfortunately, I did not know. So I put together some courses online so that you can do them at your own pace, at your own time, to get the revelation you need to be a helpmeet that is suitable. In Genesis 2 and 18, it states that God knew that man should not be alone, so he created a helper that is suitable. I want you to take these classes so you can be the helpmeet that is suitable just for your king. Whether you're married, preparing to be married, or possibly having struggles in your marriage, these courses will help you. Check us out, helpmeetyou.com.
There awesome. It is.
Awesome. You make me want to go enroll and help meet you. Oh my gosh. I'm excited for Help Meet You because I know how impactful EmpowerWise Academy was. Okay. I think I had like over 1,000 students or something like that. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it probably about 3 or 4 years. And a lot of people, I mean, some people who marriage already restored, mm-hmm. they still follow, you know, because like we say, you know, we may come here because we are having marital issues, but it's greater than that.
Okay? It is. It definitely is much greater than that. We know that when anyone has a marital issue, it takes your attention. Mm-hmm. It really takes your attention. And instead of focusing on what God created you to do, or your spouse focusing on what he was created to do, or what you were created to do together, you're distracted. You're frustrated. You're outside of God's will. And we realized the enemy was trying to keep us from operating together. We operate together in our businesses and our ministry, and that's what the enemy was after. And like you said, and so we train individuals in ministry and marketplace. And just like you're sharing, there's a time for certain things. And in our ministry, we have individuals that are still working to help with restoration, to help with preparing people for marriage. And my focus really is helping individuals find their purpose, find their destiny, operate in their businesses, operate in ministry and marketplace. We've got things to do for the kingdom.
Yes.
Just like us having podcasts and us having online courses. I couldn't keep teaching the same courses over and over because there were things God wanted me to accomplish. There were things my husband needed. So these courses being online, the information, because the word still works.
Right.
Because the word still works. And so I'm thrilled. And then, you know, people can look on there and also see if they need mentoring. You do mentoring. There's help available.
Oh, listen, we have a gold mine of resources. Now, if you guys want to buy my book, you have to go to Amazon. And check it out, Healing and Deliverance for the Broken Wife, The Power of the Praying Wife. I got two of them here. These are resources that you guys can go and pick up. And one thing that my books are bite-sized. Carry them in your purse. Okay?
Come on.
they bite-sized. And I remember like, Lord, I want to make a bigger book. But you know something, when it's in bite size, because these are active, these are tools, okay?
Exactly.
You could flip come on now, while you to work, you want to make a declaration. You want to make a declaration? Come, go straight in the back. Come on, a couple pages, you know? But here is something that I want to say, you guys, right? And Yvette said something that was so powerful. The Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And so it caused me to reflect and remember when y'all had me said, Lord, if you can't fix this, this can't be fixed, and I would be okay with it. But I would seek you, I would serve you wherever you want me to go, I'll go.
That's it.
It was that time that the Lord ain't began to deal with my husband. He ain't stopped working. He ain't touched nothing on the marriage. He began to work on me, right? And so I started to go through this deliverance process.
Yes.
And through the deliverance process, then I realized that I'm a prophet. Like, what?
My Lord. I get it.
Me?
I get it.
And listen, in my book, Healing and Deliverance for the Broken Wife, I have that, you know, just for you guys to begin to work on yourself, because that's the beginning. Mm-hmm. I believe that the deliverance process is like layers, right?
No doubt.
You have to get back layer by layer. It's not an overnight process. And if anyone of y'all looking for overnights, come back when you're ready for the marathon.
Sorry, exactly.
This is not a sprint, it's a marathon, okay? So
that's right.
Log off and come back when you're ready for a marathon. but
we can help train you for the marathon. We can help train you for the marathon.
Yes. It's a process of peeling back layer by layer by layer to get to the core. And you got to be ready to put in the work. And Yvette said something very powerful, you know, about soldiers going to battle. One thing that I say, wounded soldiers do not go to battle. I mean, we ain't even got to get deep.
Right.
We have most people here from America, and wherever country you is, they ain't sending no soldier to battle wounded. Ain't it true?
Very true. Very
true. You
gotta
be perfectly fit, and believe it or not, it's the same thing with the spirit, okay? And like I said, many of us are reactive.
Hmm.
So we just reacting to what has happened. Time for you to get proactive. Don't wait to see where you go and start to train now.
I started training
and I remember my friend saying, well, what you studying for? I said, I don't know.
Because we've got to grow. We've got to grow.
Be ready, y'all. And so, and it's going to, nah, if you're, for those of you like free things,
YouTube.
YouTube, because Help Meet You got something for you too, right? But if you want to go to that next level, you wanna have to invest in yourself. Okay.
Right.
This is not about how valuable is your marriage. How valuable are you?
There you go.
Can I get
because
an amen?
We're worth it. We're worth the work to see what I've been able to see in my husband and our ministry and businesses, and to see what's going on even with our adult children. We're worth the work. Our children are worth the work.
Yes.
Right? Our legacy is worth the work. It isn't even about the finances. It's the work involved to make the changes necessary to operate in God's will. And I also want to share, we do events in different places in person. Our next one will be in Burbank, California.
I'm so excited.
We'll be in Burbank, California.
Sides will be present.
Yes, the 16th of August, 2024. We will be in Burbank, California. You can go to our website. That's an in-person training. We do in-person trainings, and our big conference for the year is always in October. We do a big conference, and that's when individuals come from all over the world. We usually have five continents represented, South America, Australia, Europe, and in Africa, of course, the United States and North America, the Bahamas. We always have individuals from the Bahamas. And that is October 25th and 26th and 27th. The Dual Dominion Conference. And to be honest, this is what we're talking about, dual dominion.
Right.
God created us to really work together. And Satan knows when there's agreement, he knows his kingdom is going down. He knows he loses if we're working together. And so this conference, whether you're married or struggling in your marriage, whether your spouse can come with you or not, any of our trainings outside of our marriage retreat, we want individuals to come, because the world will tell you it takes two to save a marriage. And you and I will be able to tell you, guess what? A sanctified wife can sanctify a husband, and a sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. And if God said it in his word, then I just decided to believe it.
Right, right. And one scripture I always say, when people ask me about that, right? He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Your marriage is your land.
Yeah.
Your finances is your land. Your health and healing is your land. This is why it's so important. You know, what I try to tell people is, don't focus on your husband, what he doing and he ain't doing. You say, Lord, you say, and I say, okay. I is according to the scripture, I is his people. if my people, he didn't say everybody. When he say that scripture, and like I say, y'all only need to find it in the word to say, God, you say it here.
That's right. That's it.
You say it here, Lord. You say, if my people, my husband doing, God knows, I say this, God knows what, but God knows who. So I can affect my husband because I am going to seek the face of the Lord.
That's right.
So listen, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Yvette, you know, because like I said, when I started this marriage restoration, I felt like I was the only one. You know, the Lord told me he gave me the hard cases.
My Lord. That's what we say all the time. Like, Lord, have mercy.
Y'all say that too. Now, see.
We get the hardest cases.
Man. I heard the Lord say that. And I told my husband. And my husband, let me tell y'all something. My husband is such an instrumental in my ministry. Y'all see me in the front. He right in the background.
Come on.
Making sure. When I started to get discouraged, he's gonna say, don't worry now. Don't forget what the Lord say. The Lord say he assigned you to the hard cases, right? I remember when I first started, you guys, listen here. When the Lord told me it was time to tell my story, I was trying to figure out like how I can convince my husband that the Lord spoke to me and tell me this, right? Wow. And when I left the room to go in the room where he was, and I ended up, you know, puppy dog eyes, and I was like, I have something to tell you. He said, don't worry, the Lord has spoke to me.
My God.
I was like, what? When I was trying to, personally, I was trying to make excuses why I couldn't do what God said. Because I said, God, I ain't got no phone, you know, because Periscope days. I said, I ain't got no good phone to broadcast. And I was braiding someone here, and all of a sudden this package came. It was a brand new phone.
Glory. Okay?
I didn't tell my husband I needed a phone. I didn't tell my husband that. All I was complaining to God, God, I can't really do this like how you want me to say, because I get no equipment. And my husband bought that phone. And I asked him, why you buy this? Right? Not because I didn't need it, but it came right on time, you know? And so there were so many times where the Lord told me to do stuff and my husband got to be the one to tell me, come on now, you got to get up, you got to do this, right? And this is where Apostle Yvette was saying how pivotal our marriage is, because the enemy knows, as it says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one.
My God.
Woe to the man that falls and don't have someone to pick him back up. Many of your husbands have fallen.
Yeah.
But he got you to pick
him back up.
That's so y'all good. Y'all gonna be good.
Well, we at Help Meet You, we thank you so much. Prophetess Meltoria, just the honor of you contacting me. I really, really went to God and was like, wait a minute, just the concept that you would trust your students with us, with Help Meet You. We truly, because it's not easy when we treat our ministries, our courses, those are like our babies. And we promise those of us who work with Help Meet You, we promise to treat it just like you would treat it. Your students are in good hands. I will say if individuals go to Help Meet You, they can see I put one course in there that's free. Some people may have already taken the course, but especially for your students that don't know me, there is a free course in there. There's other options in there to maybe purchase before you decide to do the full Help Meet You. Just go ahead to the website, check it out. Look in there for books and information, anything that you might need. But we definitely want to thank you. My team has been working and you have been working with them, and we truly appreciate, because this wasn't easy. You know, it's not easy to say, okay, I'm going to the next step. I'm going to be doing some new things. But I do know that God has put us in this space, and I respect that we didn't force this before. We may have been doing the same things and respecting each other, but we didn't force anything. Right. But I do believe, honestly, that this is a time that you and I will not only work together with marriage, but really work together with ministry and marketplace to really help people understand I have a destiny and a purpose, and I refuse to allow the enemy to use my marriage against my purpose and my destiny. If I'm to prophesy, if I'm to teach, train, and activate, and really govern like my husband and I do, we can't be distracted. Right. We've got to create what's necessary and allow people to grow, allow people to be activated. So I salute you. I'm so excited that we did this. Well, we're going to have to do it again because people were so excited. We're going to have to do this again, and we'll put it on our podcast, our YouTube channel. Like Prophetess Meltoria said, please subscribe to both of our YouTube channels. We put out information. We're always praying and teaching and pouring out. And our heart is for people not to have to go through what we went through.
Yes, yes. And you said something that was so profound, you know, timing, because many people, I have been following Yvette since what, 2017?
17, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long she's been following me, but I have been following her for such a long time. Not forcing anything, not pushing anything, but just loving her in the background, cheering her on in the background.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the Lord makes all things beautiful in his time, not just in ministry, but in marriage also. Many of you may be wondering when. Take your eyes off of time. God is in control of time.
That's right. That's right.
You only can control what you do now and every day, every step of the way. You can't control what God does in the future. So don't worry about time. And the Lord redeems the time.
Because, he does.
You know,
he sure does.
I said, Lord, I know how much I can testify about this thing because I'm starting to forget.
Because we've been at this a long time. And that's why I'm thankful we put things in courses and books, because, like, Lord, how many times? I honestly could not believe that people wanted to hear over and over. I've always been shocked. I'm like, I want to teach you how to prophesy. I want to teach you how to pray. I want to teach you how to cast out some devils. And they're like, but I want to hear more about the testimony.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, and I don't know, here's the thing, my YouTube channel, YouTube be talking about 12,000 people viewed my channel in the last month, and I was like, where? They're looking at my old videos. I'm like, what? And then I see the old videos and people comment on my old videos, I'm like,
there it is. That's what's important. That's important. We hit 8,000 subscribers. I know you've got 8,000 subscribers. So let's push it so we both end up with more than 10.
Yes.
That would be so exciting.
Yes.
But we thank everybody for being on today. Get some resources, get some help. I do have the Submitted and Strong podcast. Go to Spotify and Apple to check that. We're on Instagram, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, or Help Meet_Yvette. Lots and lots of ways to get the help that you need. We encourage you to ask other people. Share this. Yes, share this with individuals. Share the information let them know.
Let me say this. You only take it away from Yvette following me, and you ain't taking away from me following Yvette.
At all.
The kingdom of God is one. We are one. And like I said earlier, we've been sisters behind the scene for a long time.
A long time.
I don't recall me ever saying anything against what she have done. So you're gonna take away.
Exactly. We want you to learn. We want you to grow. We want you to get the information. Because it's so vital for people to move forward, and that's our goal.
Yes,
that's always our goal. We've been sharing and encouraging one another behind the scenes, telling other people about the other. This is what kingdom looks like, and I'm super thrilled about it. I'm gonna shout out my mentees. I see a lot of them. I also want to shout out, my king was on and your king is on. That right there has just blessed me. Both of them were on the broadcast going, and my husband walked in and he was like, go, go, go.
My husband did the same thing. He was like,
I love that. So shout out to our kings, because we honor them, and we definitely could not do what we do without them, without their support, without them being okay with being transparent about our story. Because honestly, to honor my husband, I would have never said anything. But God moved on my husband's heart to share and realizing it was going to help so many people. And so we are so very thankful for their support and their transparency. And we're just proud of them for the growth that they've both shown over the years. So that's absolutely amazing. And yes, someone asked if you were on YouTube as well. What's your YouTube channel?
Empowering Wives Network.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok. Y'all find me on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I am EmpowerWise Network. So you're going to find me on EmpowerWise Network all across social media, except my personal, of course, is Meltario Woodside. But other than that, wherever you click on EmpowerWise, you're probably going to see a picture of me. The classy colors, you can see them good lipstick.
There you go. I love
lip gloss.
I am like the lip gloss queen, and I have one in here. I have one in my purse. I was like, oh, she's doing lip gloss. That's for me. Then I don't even have to worry about what's going on my lips. Come on. So I ordered it as soon as you started
the first
advertising.
Week. Yes.
Of course.
Well, listen here, you guys, it was such an honor. Man, the anticipation meter broke.
Yes. And now we can sit back and enjoy.
Yes. So y'all remember, go to Help Meet You and go and register. Get on there. And if there is nothing that catch your attention today, I assure you, something will be on there in the future. Absolutely. Make sure you just go on there, register, be connected. So when they send out communications about their webinars, trainings, or whatever they're having, you're a part of that. Let me tell you something. Again, the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Okay. So let's not be counted among the perishing for the lack of knowledge. Okay. Let us get, under wisdom. Proverbs 4:7 say, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. So you want to know how you get wisdom? Learning.
That's right.
Get understanding, okay? In all thy getting, get understanding. So make sure that, you guys, I know that many of you are in a very trying time, but set that in the back. And bring you in the front and let the Lord have his perfect work done in you. And I assure you, your marriage will follow. Okay.
So absolutely.
That's my closing word.
Absolutely. And I'll just say, the Bible tells us that a wise woman builds her house. So let's be wise enough to build. We need wisdom. In our wisdom, we'll be building our house, because we don't want to be the foolish that plucks it down with our own hands. We command that spirit to flee, because we will not pluck our houses down. We will build them up. Well, before we do the last commercial, do you mind praying for the people?
Yes.
Do you mind praying for the people? Let's pray for those that are on, and then we have one last promo, and then we'll close out.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord. We honor you tonight, Lord God, for who you are and all of your glory. We give you thanks for everyone that is on the broadcast, Lord, everybody that has watched live and everybody that's going to watch in the replay. Father God, we pray tonight, Lord God, that you send your divine angels, Lord, send your divine help to help us, Lord God, to walk out our process, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord God, for anyone that is on here that is having a difficult time, Lord, I pray that you be their strength, Lord God. I pray that you give them strength to endure, Lord. Lord, for weeping may endure, but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father God, I lift up Apostle Benton, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Yvette and Gerald right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray that you anoint them, Lord God, with a fresh anointing, Lord God, for the new season in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call forth resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God. And I decree and I declare that there shall lack nothing in their house. They shall lack nothing in ministry. They shall lack nothing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even for their helpers, Lord, those that are assigned to help them, Lord God, I pray for divine strength to be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them wisdom, oh God, beyond their years, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing, Lord God, and I thank you for what you are about to do among your people, Lord. Father God, today we decree and we declare, Lord God, victory is our portion in the name of Jesus. The north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, there shall be an overflow, Lord God, of testimonies of victory, Father, because we have made a decision, Lord God, that we will seek you with our whole heart and lean not unto our own understanding. We pray tonight, Lord God, Father, that you give us divine wisdom, wisdom on high, oh God, that we will not walk in our own ways, Lord God, that we will be led by the Spirit, Father, because your word says that those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Lord, we decree and we declare that daughters are arising, sons are arising in the name of Jesus. Marriages are being restored. Husbands are being drawn back to you, Father, like never before. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord God, in our homes, God. Let your will be done in our ministries, Father. Let your will be done in our businesses, oh God. Let there be overflow, Lord God, more than enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the kingdom of God is at hand, Father, and we submit our bodies to you, a living sacrifice, that we may be holy and acceptable unto you, for this is our reasonable service. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, and we thank you for everything that you have planned for us in the future. Father God, we say today that your will shall be done in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And amen. What an amazing night. What an amazing time to be able to spend with you. I honor you, woman of God. I'm so thankful for you. Us working together, us doing all that God has called us to do. Speak supernatural blessings over you and your family, your ministry, and your marketplace endeavors. And we will see all of you. We've got one more promo. If you all will hold on just a moment and see this last promo, and then we'll close out.
I'm Yvette Benton, a sanctified wife, a helpmeet that is suitable. According to the word in 1 Corinthians 7:14, a sanctified wife can sanctify her husband. And I believe and received that blessing and miracle. You can have that same miracle. Sanctify yourself. Don't let anyone tell you it takes two. I'm a living witness. It only takes one. One that is sanctified and holy, set apart, fit for the master's use. Sanctify your husband in prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. I have an ebook that Sanctified is My Superpower. It's in on our website, Sanctified is My Superpower. We have understood the power of sanctifying our spouse, sanctifying our husbands. We can decree it and declare it. We don't just have to read it, we've lived it. And yes. So we want you all to see and experience and hear and know and live exactly what the Bible promises you. This is our Ephesians 3:20 season, and we declare supernatural blessings exceeding anything you could ever think or imagine. Good night and good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. Amen. 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 Good to have you all on. Share this again, and we'll see you soon.